When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other the pink and purple haired hat wearing carrot bunny hat wearing Haley.
Hi everyone.
/ checkered flag shirt thing. Okay. This is the Anna Munchies podcast where we talk about life and food in Southern California from here in LA all the way to San Diego and everywhere in between. And we flip on that nerd switch to talk about anime, gaming, not this time, as always. And of course, never ever forget Haley's specialty,
K-pop.
Because we got some K-pop to talk about this episode for sure. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you for joining us as always. This is one of our YouTube video episodes, so you could catch us on YouTube on this one. If you're not listening to us on YouTube, that means you're catching us on Google or Apple Podcasts / Spotify, Pocket Casts, Anchor, all the different stuff. So let's get started already. I heard something that was scary on my computer, but it's okay. So food talk. Mm-hmm. Food.
Yes.
We're going to actually talk about a place that we went to this past weekend, actually, right?
Yeah, last Saturday?
Yeah, this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I hope you guys like Korean food as much as we do, because we will be talking about Korean food and specifically a dish called
Galbi Jjim.
So if you haven't heard of it,
yes,
then we will take you to get some Galbi Jjim, because that shit is amazing. Like, when we first got it, I think it was introduced to us by, was it my sister?
Yeah, it was your sister. Yeah. But it was like at a different place, right, which is like nearby. But then I think that one was chicken.
Right. Yeah, it was like a chicken one. And then so we're all the way in K-Town again. And this is actually a place, because that place that we were talking about with the chicken one was closed. So mm-hmm. we had to look for another one.
Yeah, because we were craving like the Galbi Jjim.
And guess what? We found the Galbi Jjim at one of the best Galbi Jjim spots for sure, right?
Yeah.
And that place is called Sun Nong Dan.
Dan
from Street Fighter, the pink dude.
But it's pronounced Dan.
So Galbi Jjim, first off, because I know you're like, what the hell is Galbi Jjim? You guys keep saying it. It's like a Korean,
it's like a stew-ish. Almost.
Without like, it's not super like, it's not like a stew where like, you know, it's super like soupy.
Yeah, it still has like a lot of sauce.
It's a stew. First off, it's like you could choose your meat. The one that we go to that they usually have is
they
like a braised.
Braised short rib,
like marinated. It has like its own, like, special, like, I think maybe each place, it varies from place to place, like, the seasonings they use to marinate and, like, make this, like, stew. So it's a stew of meat, potatoes, onions, other vegetables, if there's carrots, leeks. Mm-hmm. And when we order Galbi Jjim, we get mochi or tteokbokki.
Yeah, or rice cake. They're an extra $6 to add on, like, the mochi cakes or mozzarella cheese on top.
Yes, then we also get melty mozzarella cheese, which they, like, blowtorch and looks freaking awesome. It just
comes to your table and, like, freaking blowtorch it right in front of you.
Every time we go, We always post it on Instagram with what other song would we post?
By BTS. Butolene.
Butolene, yes. So that's kind of what happens. But it's really good, though. Like, the food itself and the dish.
Yeah.
It's a lot. First off, if you're by yourself,
there's
you'll have
two
leftovers.
Sizes, I believe. There's, like, medium or large. And the medium is freaking huge. I feel like it can feed, like, 4 people, maybe.
And there was just 2 of us. We ordered the medium. Yeah, we had leftovers.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really good, though. It's, like, a sweet, spicy... Like, it's different from bulgogi. It's like a different type of... It's like gochujang is added or something.
Yeah, they ask you the spice level, too. Like, right. We get mild, but it's still spicy.
So you get that, you order a bowl of rice, and then boom, you're set. It's just meat and rice. It's so good.
It's so good.
I don't know what... Yeah, because I don't know specifically the spices, but it's really good. It's super hearty, super filling, and super a lot of food for just 2
people.
Yeah,
it's like a mountain.
If we ordered a large, that would have been a big mistake. So good thing we went a medium this time.
Yeah, because we went again. Because when we discovered the place, we just got the medium because we were like, oh, okay, like we can finish it. We took it home. It like lasted us like maybe the next 3 days.
As always, I had Haley as my eating partner. So there's no effing way that we could have finished that shit.
Yeah, but then even if there was 2 of you, I don't think you could have finished it. No way.
It's possible. No. If I'm hungry, if I skip like, dinner the other night, maybe.
But then we went back again with his parents because his mom saw us post it and she's like, oh, where is this place? And then so we ended up taking his parents.
So we took him and we got a large.
It was pretty a lot. Huge. It's even awesome, 4 though. People, I think it could feed like 6 probably.
You're right.
But you still have leftovers.
You'll still have leftovers somehow. Yeah. But it's so good. Galbi Gym. If you never heard of it, it's gym with like...
J-J-I-M.
It's double J's.
Yeah. I always say gin.
I don't know. She keeps thinking of self gin. So,
it's from gin.
But I keep thinking Jim Halpert from The Office. So I guess it just depends how you remember it. Galbi Gym. So check it out. If you can find it nearby you guys, wherever you are, check it out. It's freaking awesome.
This particular place, there's only 2 spots right now.
Yeah, Sanongdam has
the K-Town location. San Gabriel. I think they're opening up one in LA as
Yes,
well.
They are. It's actually in K-Town also. Like down this, like further down, like one of the streets that they're on. One of the main streets is they're open, like it's in, like it's kind of like looks like they renovated some random building, and now they're gonna open up a new location. Mm-hmm. So we don't know, it's TBD, right?
But yeah, I'm sure like a lot of Korean like restaurants and stuff do have this too.
Right?
Yeah, this dish.
It's not just this place. Yeah. Obviously, you could find out, but this is but our like recommendation this for this spot. Mm-hmm. We might talk about another place in the future. Maybe that chicken one, because the chicken one was good too.
Yeah.
But for now, Sanongdam. So check that place out. Parking kind of sucks. So find street parking sometimes because it's like, you know, LA's parking situation sucks. Balls
have
everywhere.
To find street parking.
Right. So yeah, check it out if you want to grab a bite of some like a really hearty, heavy Korean. If you're hungry for Korean food, Galbi Gym. Mm-hmm. So with that said, let's kind of move on to our next segment, which, as always, is Haley's specialty.
K-pop.
And her specialty.
BTS.
But we'll sprinkle in some, as you can see, we have our both Gen 1 and the Gen 2, or Version 1, Version 2 light sticks for Blackpink. Because we're going to start out with some Blackpink, right?
Yep.
Because you know what we watched this weekend, guys?
Was it on Sunday?
We watched it this Sunday.
Yeah, like past Sunday.
What did we watch?
Blackpink, the movie.
We watched it. The movie. Blackpink, the movie.
Yeah.
And we watched it in Valencia, mm-hmm. which is part of LA County. It's like further up north. But we watched it at a special like screen.
Yeah.
Because I believe it was showing at regular theaters. Mm-hmm. There's also the 4D version. Mm-hmm. Which had like smoke and stuff.
Yeah, that and your chair is moving and everything.
But let me tell you right now, we watched it at ScreenX. This is the first time I've watched it at anything ScreenX. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's really cool for like this type of movie.
I think if it's a concert movie, I feel like it's good for that.
Yeah, because like it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because,
so basically, so
ScreenX.
Yeah, it
will
has
be explained
like...
by Haley because obviously she wants to talk right now.
Because
so
you always say that I don't talk enough, but then you always just take the talking. You say or you just keep going.
This is true too.
Yeah, so I'm cutting
because
you
I don't know when you're ready to talk. So
I'm always ready to talk.
Oh,
but
you
he's
are.
Just like
oh,
always
wow.
like just like this a is, vomit, this like is a news word to vomit.
Me. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because I'm just used to you not talking, and then I feel like I have to keep going.
Well, it's K-pop, so of course I'm going to talk
okay.
about it.
Let me just take sit back and relax. Okay, take it away, Haley.
So anyway, screen X is like you have the normal big screen in front of you, but then on both sides, your right and left side, it's on the wall as well. So like it's kind of surrounding you, basically. And then for a concert setting movie, I guess, it's really good because you feel like you're immersed in the movie.
Like literally there was like it was like the main thing that they're in the front of the screen, right? Mm-hmm. Like whatever they're showing at other theaters, but like the left and right side, it's like either an expanded version of like, you know, the concert, yeah, like you'll like see more of the dancers.
Yeah.
Or like if Jenny's not on the screen because she's off screen on like it'll left or right, her. It'll show her dancing. Or like it'll show like some weird like designs or marquee kind of stuff.
Yeah, or like the people in the audience, like with their light sticks and everything.
It's so cool. It's so immersive, and it's just like it blew my mind. Like,
yeah,
the first time.
It was so cool that like I was like, no shame, because we brought our light sticks to the concert.
Yeah, for sure.
And like as soon as they did their first song, I was like, oh my god, no shame. I was like, I brought out my light stick. It's so loud anyways, like no one could hear us.
It was really cool. Plus everyone watching and like Blackpink,
yeah, they
you know,
understand
blinks, you know, so
they understand. Yeah, I think someone else had their light stick though.
No one else was turning it on. I feel like people were probably embarrassed or like, I don't know.
I have no shame. I was like, whatever.
We didn't give a fuck. Our row was lit.
Yeah, we had our light sticks flashing.
So, yeah, that was really cool. Okay, keep going. Huh? Keep talking. You go.
No, I mean, that's all I have to say. Oh, no, okay. There's more.
Oh, yeah, more.
I guess.
Okay.
Go. So, like, basically, the movie was kind of like the concert that we had watched on YouTube,
if you guys remember.
The show.
Yes, Blackpink the show.
That was last year, right?
I think.
Yeah, so we watched that on YouTube. You had to pay for it as well. So they had like a lot of clips in the movie from that show.
Right. Like to give you kind of an idea of how it started, it's like it says Blackpink the movie. It kind of does like, you know, this cool intro kind of thing with like
Rosie was actually talking a lot
in English.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of English in this movie. I don't know how it is like in whatever countries you guys are
it'll
at.
Probably be English.
But
too.
Yeah, so there was a lot of English. Like Rosie was talking a lot of English. Then it's kind of like they talk about a little bit about Blackpink or something.
Yeah.
Then it cuts like to an actual song that they performed.
Mm-hmm.
And like it from after the song performance cuts back to like a member.
Yeah.
And, like a story.
Like, then they interview them.
Story song. It was really cool. Like the concept and the idea. Like it worked out really well. It was really well organized, I think.
Yeah.
I heard you're the one that told me that a lot of people were complaining because it's like, oh, we're just watching the show again.
Yeah.
But it was way more than that.
I mean,
I don't know why people complained.
Show like a lot of the performances from the show that we watched last year, but they kind of like montaged it in with other live performances from like 2018
exactly.
and 2019.
So you'll get to see like, it's not just
like
the
from
show.
Other concerts.
So you see other older concerts, especially like some of the older songs, you know. Not the more recent one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then
like
again.
Like Whistle.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was really, it wasn't just like, don't listen to those people. They're just sour for no reason.
Because they basically paid for
it. People that always like to complain about things that you don't even need to really complain about. So.
Yeah. We enjoyed it when they were interviewing the members.
Oh, yeah. Haley was crying when they interviewed Lisa. I remember that. She was
when I think about it, I'm going to cry again.
Okay, yeah, ruin your makeup, Haley. And it was really cool because it gets really intimate. Like, each of the members kind of talk and they go, like, they talk about, like, when they toured and, you know, they kind of miss it. Kind of how BTS kind of misses the same thing, right? And then I guess, obviously, I think the good part is, like, it's really wholesome and it shows how much they really miss and appreciate the fans and everything. So I really enjoyed it a lot. Yes,
I'm
Haley?
Not crying.
You're crying on the podcast. Good job.
It's fine.
Because it was Lisa. Lisa was crying and she was kind of like getting really into it. So obviously, I'm sure Haley wasn't the only one in the audience. There's probably people who really got emotional as well because it's an emotional movie. It's a movie. Remember, guys, it's not just a concert.
Yeah,
it's
not
a
movie. Like full on like
it's
performances.
Like, it's like a documentary performance / like movie.
Yeah, and then like a lot of the times where they were interviewing them, it's like during COVID, so like they're kind of like upset and sad too that they can't perform.
So, I mean, it was a lot. It was a pretty heavy movie, to be honest. It's really emotional, too. So, I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about, but it was really good to watch. And it was nice to see them, like, performing. Because, obviously, we can't see them in person for it's been a while, right?
I think next year.
I'm hoping. We're definitely getting good tickets. We're getting bomb-ass tickets.
Just we still have our BTS tickets. We have 2 days still for that one.
One with, like, our friends, and then one was just me and her, and we're close.
Yeah, we got pretty close. Floor.
Mm. I'm gonna give Jin a kiss.
You have to, like, make a little sign that says,
I'll be, like, Jin, the only big dude, like, out there, probably. And then, like, I'm gonna have a letter, and I'm gonna throw a paper airplane with a love letter to Jin. But yeah, so Blackpink, right? That's what we're talking about. The movie was really good.
It was only for 2 days as well.
Yeah, it was only Wednesday and the Sunday we watched it. That Sunday was the actual anniversary date, right? August 8th. So yeah, it was really good. And I think it was at a lot of different, I don't know if they're going to replay it anywhere. There's no word on it that I know about if they're going to reshow it or if you could purchase
they
it
might,
in the future.
They might have it for purchase.
Yeah, that's most likely, I think, what might happen. So keep your eyes peeled for that if you weren't able to catch it, right? Because it's pretty good to watch as a fan, as a Blink, fellow Blink.
Yeah.
So hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, if you didn't catch it, you're not going to see it till that happens. Because there's no... A lot of people were thinking like, oh, I'll just catch it, next week. No, there was only two days.
And it was only one showing each day, wasn't it?
Yeah. So there's only literally one showing at every location for each day.
Yeah.
So if you didn't catch it at any of those, you're going to have to wait or you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have it that you can buy it later on.
Yeah, probably. Of course. But that's pretty much it for Blackpink. It was really fun. We put stickers on our
version
2.
Yeah, we went with two of our other friends with us as well.
Our friend Mark and our friend Zach.
Yeah.
Zach is, his bias is... Lisa. Mark's current bias. Mark used to like Lisa, but right now it just depends on the flavor of the week for him. he said it's Rosie. Mine is Jennie, of course. Then Jisoo's right there, right behind is my wrecker.
Yeah. Mine is Lisa. And then my bias Rekka is Rosie. But then it switches.
I like how you said Rekka. Like her Australian
did I say
her Australian fob accent came out a little bit in time for Rosie.
Rekka.
Yeah, so because I'm sure that's how Rosie would say it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, because I feel like Rosie probably helped teach the members, like,
Yeah, because when they speak English, you can hear their accent as
their
well.
Their accent is the same accent as Rose.
Yeah, because
it's that accent. Yeah, the New Zealand-Australian kind of thing. I think it's a cool accent, so I'm not complaining. It was just really cute and cool to see. Yeah. So, yeah, enjoy the movie. Hopefully, if you watched it with us, you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched it, hopefully they'll give you another opportunity one of these days, right? Because it's really good. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't all for stuff on the screen in terms of K-pop, right?
Yeah, I feel
we had some surprise.
I feel like that whole week was just full of K-pop
surprise
stuff.
Surprise screen time with two members of Hailey's one and only specialty bias stan group.
But then the thing is that one of them was his bias and then the other one was mine.
Hence why you could see the RJ and the Chimmy plushies on our table right now if you're watching this.
So I think we mentioned it in another podcast that we were waiting for Jin and Jimin to go on V Live because they were the last two members to do a solo V Live.
And this was all triggered and started up again because of Jungkook's V Live. If you did not catch that, you watch it on V Live because it was karaoke night with
I feel like his is always the most fun because he just takes
like
song
just karaoke
requests
and just dancing.
And he always has so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's entertaining to watch his ones.
So we caught some notifications. Actually, we didn't catch one.
Yeah,
we caught one important one for Hailey.
Yeah. So for Jin, because they both had promised that they were going to go on VLive. So we were waiting every day. I was when are they going to freaking come on? And it sucks because of the time difference. So we're probably going to miss it. So for Jin's, we missed his because he came on at 6 a.m. our time, PST. Right. I don't know what time that is in Korea.
I am not awake, like, for sure.
Yeah, so we were still sleeping, but then we got the notification when we woke up, and I told, he didn't even get it, and I was like, did you know that Jin was live? And he's like, what? He's like, he thought, he's like, now? And I was like, no, it was like at 6 a.m.
Fucking V-Life.
I know. So,
the notification failed. At least it got me for Jungkook.
Yeah, I know. So I guess, but
it's
then,
not that bad.
Because I think yours was like drowned with other notifications. But, so we rewatched Jin's V Live when it was English subbed already.
Jin.
He was on still there for the like 30 minutes, and he's so cute because he was talking about his hair, which was like a poodle.
Yeah,
his
like little a perm, right?
Yeah.
It was interesting to see him with a perm.
Yeah, so and then he was saying something like it wasn't completely done properly, so like the top wasn't curly enough, so he has to go back and fix it or something.
Right. And then he was talking about, like, what else? Like, food. Like, because, you know.
Because he has, like, these segments called Eat Jin.
That's, like, what he's known for on his V-Lives. If Jungkook is known for his performances like and his singing karaoke, and karaoke, yeah. Jin is known for his eating and mukbang.
Yeah, mukbang. So, like, people in the comment section were all asking him, like, eat Jin. Like, you're going to eat? And he's like, no, like, I haven't been eating that much lately. And I already had dinner or something like that. But then someone came in and brought him egg tarts.
Yeah, within like one of the staff members. The second half or third of the like the video.
Yeah, someone came in with egg tarts for him, and I think it was PD Nim. Like he was the one that made them.
I was like, what the heck is going on? So I guess he made it for made the egg tarts. So, you want to explain who that is though?
So that's their boss, basically, like their producer or is like the owner. Name? I don't know how to pronounce it. Bang PD Nim.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah. So
if you heard him, if you heard of Bang, yeah, that's him. And if then, you heard PD Nim, yeah, that's also
PD
him.
PD Nim, yeah, because Jin was saying something. Because I guess it was his birthday, PD Nim's birthday. And I think someone wrote in the comments section, like, did you wish him a happy birthday, Jin?
And he
like,
saw that.
Yeah, he's
he
like,
saw that comment.
He's like, oh, I forgot. He's like, is it his birthday today? He's like, maybe so, I should call him tomorrow. He's like, no, I should call him right now. So he freaking called him during the V live.
Jin.
But yeah, so
he called him live, and then I think he said he was about to sleep.
Going to sleep.
So it's like Jin just like kind of like woke him up again.
But then Jin's so funny. He's like, the busiest man in the world is already going to bed.
Yeah,
says something like.
And the other funny thing with Jin, because he's like, oh, can I put you on speaker? And he asked him when he already put him on speaker.
Oh yeah, he was
he's
already
like,
on
I'm glad
speaker.
That you said it's okay because I already have you on speaker.
He's so, so funny.
So Jin is like really funny. Like his V lives, I feel like more super entertaining.
Yeah, and the way he eats is so like
he's so random and like
sensual.
Over the place.
Because
of his juicy ass,
I know,
luscious lips that Jin has.
And then it was funny too because Elise? Yeah, Elise. She sent me this Twitter from Bratz, and I guess
Bratz is the toy.
The Bratz
everyone
doll,
knows,
you know,
like,
with the big old
the whole Barbie.
With the big freaking fat lips, and I guess they were like talking about how Jin's lip looked like Bratz dolls, and then the official Bratz dolls, like they posted on Twitter, they're like, "Yes, we know that Seokjin's lips look like the Bratz dolls."
Yep, definitely.
Oh my god! And then someone had posted a picture of a comparison of Jin's lips and the Bratz dolls, and they're like,
"You tell us
exactly the same."
That's pretty luscious for a dude.
Yeah, so, seriously.
He's definitely worldwide handsome. He's gifted and talented.
I know, lucky
naturally
him to have
so
such
much.
Nice lips.
Yes, and I think now, I mean, after that, you know, he kind of ended it. Just said bye for the most part.
Yeah.
He ate his egg tart. He had like two different drinks.
And like coffee, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah. So, and then after that, he just said bye and left. Oh, he did some weird shit with the chair. Because what was he trying to do?
Oh my god. Yeah, because he was talking about like he's been working out. Remember, he's doing deadlifts.
Yeah, so he was like,
he's trying to show like us, the watchers, like that he's going to do like
deadlift. But he was also like, because he was going in front and back. He's walking because he's showing how he looks like when he's sore.
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, limping. But he's, like, doing all this weird shit with, like, because the chair's
but
in the
chair
way.
Was blocking him. And he's like, oh, never mind. You can't see me. And then he tried to move the chair. And he's like, oh, never mind.
It's
I can't
just
move
not,
it.
It's, like, nonstop eye roll after eye roll because that's just how Jin is. And, but, yeah, that's
so
pretty much
funny.
It. It's entertaining. And he's really funny on his V-Live. So definitely catch his V-Lives if you see Jin. Apart from if you're, like, you know, if he's not your bias, it's still definitely something you should catch because it's pretty funny. Then, but if you catch your bias like Haley did.
Yeah, so I was waiting.
She caught it.
Yeah.
The notification.
Yeah, because like Jimin had actually said that he was going to go on V Live tomorrow, which was, what date was that? August 10th. So I was like, I told Joko, I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not sleeping today I need to freaking catch this, because he specifically said he's going on today. He didn't say a time, which sucks because we don't know when it's going to be. Korea
time is definitely not the same time as here in California. Yeah, because
it could have been like freaking 4 a.m., 5 a.m. for us. But then like,
so you caught it.
Yeah, it was 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then I saw the little notification, and it didn't say his name or anything, or it could have said it just in like BTS, Korean. But yeah, but I was Korean. Like, I knew it was him. I was like, that's him. And I swiped it up, and he was there.
You caught him.
Yeah, he was
like in some car.
He was in a car. He was going somewhere. I don't know where. But then, like, he had originally planned to go live later on during the night. But then, thank goodness for us, he went live like around, I think it was 2 p.m. over there.
It's weird. He was in the car for a while.
Yeah, he was, was going a long car ride, or like probably like traffic and shit or something.
Yeah.
Like,
so I mean, I didn't really watch. Haley watched this one.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing while he was live. Of course, I don't freaking understand what he's saying.
But any, then, anything like, to note? Anything that you'd like us to know about from this V Live?
I guess like people were just like asking him questions, and then he was saying like how thankful he is and like how much he misses performing as well. And then I think one random question was like, do you want to have a pet?
Oh, or something. Did he say anything about that?
I think he said that he was allergic to cats, but he likes cats. Okay. But then he would want a dog.
Like but V's dog. What's V's dog's name again?
Yontan.
Yontan.
V's dog is so cute. And so well behaved.
Yeah.
And looks like him.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And then also for Jimin, I guess he was saying that he wants to come back on V Live again, but he like checked his schedule and everything. He said like in 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh wow! So
yeah,
it's just only part
one. Who knows when that's gonna be?
He seems to keep his word, so at
least he does.
He might. But he might show up.
That means like they're busy for the next 2 to 3 weeks. I'm sure they're doing stuff. Yeah,
we'll find out in maybe a few months or something like that, right?
But then like when Jimin came on V Live, my first comment to Joko was like, oh my god, he looks so tired. But then like in his V Live he had said, oh, I just woke up from a nap, so my face is all like puffy.
Yeah, he has that face where like morning face,
and I guess his face gets like really puffy when he wakes up, so he explained why he looked like that.
Yeah, he looked he would look pretty tired. Yeah, but just he's just waking up. Mm-hmm. So
but yeah, so I finally got to see him, and it was like,
how exciting. Haley caught his V Live.
I know, it was live. So funny because
like
all my friends knew that I was waiting for him, and like when he went live, I got all these text messages from like,
oh yeah, like who
Elise, Meg, and then like Brittany. They're all like, I hope you're watching right now because Jimin is live, and I'm like, yes, I'm watching.
You caught him.
Yeah.
You got him. Part of your collection of BTS experiences. Yeah. And again, like if you haven't heard of V Live is an app where a lot of K-pop celebrities and K-pop idols and groups, and they kind of interact with fans.
Yeah. For,
you know, so that's what they do.
Answer your questions. But right, there's like millions of people.
Oh my gosh. So
I don't even know.
Don't be disheartened or don't get butthurt or like take it personal if they don't respond to you, because you're competing with like, what, Jungkook's was how many million?
22 million.
22 million people.
Wait,
at the
was it?
Same,
no, 10 million.
10 million. Whatever. You're like in, not, you're not just in millions. You're like, you hit, what is that, 8 digits. So,
yeah. And then, because like, I think.
Keep going. I'm just counting.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, because like, even digits. For Jin, like on his, when we watched his V Live, he's like, oh my God, there's so many English comments.
And he's trying to, like, he doesn't really know.
He's like,
read
he
it.
Sees all the English comments, but then he's like, I'll practice English more so I can answer these.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's obviously a lot of us, you know, speaking English, because I'm sure they blew up after, you know, quarantine with like Butter, Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gaining
a
really
lot of global
more.
Fans. Yeah. And then, because like, I was talking to Elise about it, saying like, at this time, because there's so many global fans that speak English, their V Live should have someone that's translating already.
Like live. Like yeah, live. Surprisingly because not.
They don't have that yet. They should now because
Which is kind of different to, you know what, actually, since we're talking about V Live, we caught a little bit of Blackpink's.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like theirs is kind of different because the funny thing is BTS's V Live, like the members, it's kind of like on the spot. Yeah, spontaneous, like out of nowhere. So it's just like whatever random background, if they're in the studio or like Jungkook like was in like some studio, like, and that's why
he was in his pajamas,
his PJs.
Yeah,
but Blackpink's was so like, I guess it depends on the company also, because this is YG probably, right? Or like maybe the group. But theirs is like everyone's dressed nice, all four of them at the same time.
Yeah, and they tell us when they're gonna have their live.
Yeah, so it's like, it's really like everything is nice. Like even the background, it's like, it's like they're on a talk show.
Nice.
Yeah, lighting, everything. Everyone's dressed up, makeup. So because Blackpink had that one, they kind of talked about the movie because it was, oh, they had it on there for the day of their
anniversary. Yeah.
I actually forgot about that till we, like, I started thinking about it. So I mean, yeah. So they kind of talk about them. It's the same thing too, except it's more. I guess you can kind of say it's more set up.
Yeah, it's more set up. But I was gonna say, like, sometimes BTS is like that. Just say for like their 8th anniversaries and stuff, like the staff members like set up a like a nice table for them. They have like decorations and food and stuff.
Then Blackpink too, like they had questions kind of ready to go.
Yeah.
So it's like it was more organized in that way. But at the same time, this more spontaneous thing. Like, you know, obviously the members will spontaneously talk about random stuff.
Yeah.
And like goof around. It's fun seeing them together because you'll see their dynamic.
Yeah,
their like how close they are. They're really like friends. It's just kind of like BTS. Mm-hmm. Like they'll like joke around and interact. Like I feel like how everyone teases like they tease Jimin and Jin a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like Jisoo is the one.
Yeah.
Like, they always tease because she's always, you know, she's like a jokester, like Jin kind of thing. So it's kind of cool to see, too.
Yeah. So we saw all those V lives, like,
that was just
week.
In one weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. That was insane.
I know.
To be honest.
But it was crazy, though, because we were like, I was saying to her, I was like, oh, man, like, BTS hasn't had that many V lives this year compared to last year because, you know, everyone was locked down and quarantined. They had nothing else to do.
So they're probably picking up again. So in a way, maybe it means it's a good omen kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, as you can see by, if you saw Jimin's tired eyes.
I know, because like, he was on the way to go do something, and like he just, because he had promised us.
He's that, like, shit, this is probably the only time I can do it.
That's what he said. He's like, I was supposed to do this later, but then he's like, my schedule got filled, so this is the only time I can do a V-Live.
So we appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks,
so thanks for hanging out with us, Jin, Jimin, and of course,
Blackpink.
The four girlies.
Yeah.
Because that was really cool to, it's always different when you watch them on V-Live, because it feels like you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like you're seeing them live.
You're seeing them live. So there's like a type of personal kind of interaction, I think, as a fan.
Yeah.
So that's why as a Blink, I was excited to see it. As an ARMY, I was excited to see Jungkook and Jin.
It's like, it's different because like he's always like, oh, you can rewatch it. But I was like, it's different. Like even though I
totally get it.
Even though I don't understand what they're saying half the time, it's just like, I'm watching him there.
That's why I brought up Blackpink. The main thing about Blackpink's V-Lives, because it's so organized, there's literally like, there's subtitles.
Oh, yeah. They have subtitles talking, already. Yeah.
For the most part, it's like, you know, trying to be... It's not super 100% accurate subtitles when it comes to all this stuff.
Yeah. But
as
they have
close
someone,
as possible
like,
as they can get.
Doing it in live time. And I really wish that they could do that for BTS, since now they have more global
They
fans.
Should. They definitely
I
can afford it.
I think they need to, yeah.
So, I mean, it was super fun. It's fun and exciting.
It's like,
so
shoot, I'm
V-Live.
Sure, like, someone would want to work for them to do that. Like,
yeah, Haley will do it.
I don't know how to translate.
Yeah, Jirla. Jirla could translate. Probably not fast enough, but...
But that's what I'm saying, because, like, there's a lot of people, like, fans on Twitter and Instagram, because that's I was...
There's people actually translating it
in
live.
In real time.
Like, yeah, so that's
so
pretty cool.
So I was like, why don't you hire those people to freaking work for you?
Yeah, I mean, it would make it more...
Because that's what how I was, like...
professional kind of thing.
Because one of our friends, because I was saying, like, oh, like, he said, like, this. And then she's like, do you speak Korean? I was like, oh, no. I was, like, reading one of the fan Instagrams.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you just never know. And that's the cool part. You know, that's why we turn on our notifications for V-Live.
Yeah.
And you can choose the artists you want to. It's not just, like, it'll give you notification after notification
for,
like,
anyone.
Yeah, so
I turned off all my notifications except for Blackpink and BTS, because I was like,
same with mine,
everything was blowing up, like, because I get so many other artists notifications, so I was like, so, I need to concentrate for Jimin.
You'll see it too, because I mean, it's not just when they turn they're live, going live on video. It's, I get a lot of notifications when I look at it. It's like, oh, J-Hope's been replying to a lot of messages.
Wait, that's on Weverse though.
Oh, that's Weverse.
Yeah,
never mind then.
Yeah, we get those ones. Yeah, so for Weverse, V-Live, yeah, I get a lot of those one. Where the artists comment on fans stuff,
right.
Or like reply back to comments or post something.
I'm pulling Haley. I'm getting confused.
It's okay. Like, you know what I heard though, one of my friends, she told me that Weverse and V-Live are actually gonna join,
combine. It makes sense though. I mean, look at, I'm hoping one day that, you know, like Blackpink or BTS like are in the same vicinity or some type of thing going on when they have like live performances again. Or like when they have awards, like more interactions, just because YG and HYBE are kind of partnered
YG
now
is
too.
Under HYBE now.
Yeah, so they're all like partnered together. So fingers crossed for all you, for all the, what is it? Liz Cook.
Don't
and
even.
Jinsu.
I don't freaking ship any of that stuff. The only people that I ship together are like within the members.
Yes.
So like V-Min and G Cook.
Oh boy. Yep.
Tae-Cook.
That's what it's come to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, dang, that was a lot to cover. Look, over 30, like that's a lot. Haley doesn't realize it sometimes. That's why I have to kind of guide her.
Yeah.
But this time I just knew there was going to be so much. I was like, before this, I was like, should we even talk about anime? Because I swear to God, we're going to go over.
Okay, so we don't have to talk about anime then, unless you want
but
to say something.
I said I was going to talk about anime. It's nothing big. We're not spotlighting or highlighting any anime. So say goodbye to K-pop section.
Bye-bye.
Because that was a big segment, right?
Yeah.
But we'll have a brief anime thing because that's what we like talking about as well. Every episode when we do this, and this anime that we're going to be talking about is, well, I guess, like I said, it's not actually that. It's two different animes that are ongoing. I just want to point out because it's My Hero Academia, Boku no Hero Academia, and then Tokyo Revengers. Mm. Because obviously it's ongoing right now, and I feel like for both of them, you're probably like excited to like watch it right every week because Haley doesn't read it.
Yeah,
I read it. These are ongoing animes.
Way
that
ahead.
Ongoing animes that she watches, and I wanted to bring it up because I watch it too because they're ongoing, but because I was so impatient.
He's impatient.
I was because that's how like enjoyable it is, right? Especially when like the season stops. I read the manga for both of them, and I just want to tell everyone that only watches it, just keep hanging in there because it gets better and crazier for both series. Like Tokyo Revengers, I cannot believe
it's
all the shit that's going on.
Crazy.
My Hero Academia, it's insane too. Like where I'm at right now because I'm caught up to where the current chapters are.
He says that Deku.
Just stick with her. Yeah, Deku's like.
Yeah.
If you thought Deku was like kind of weak or whatever before, oh man, you're about to get your mouth your mouth zipped. And the same with Tokyo Revengers too, because it's like so much is going on. Mm. I couldn't believe it. Like
they have to introduce so many more characters.
Because
still.
In the anime, we're just kind of getting to know like how big of like an impact Kisaki is.
Ugh.
Like everyone hates him already.
Yeah.
But like, and we're getting to introduce like we just met Chifuyu.
I know.
And
I
I've been talking
him.
About Chifuyu. He's like one of my favorite characters
said,
in the
like,
series.
Yeah,
because really
he
good.
Reads the manga, so he knows like how his personality
like, oh, man.
Is.
But it's cool to see them in color because I was like, oh, that's Chifuyu. Like,
yeah,
I didn't
he's
realize.
He's really cute.
Because so there's that, and then like I said, My Hero Academia. Like, there's so many big parts that we haven't seen yet, guys. It's either if you can't hold back and you really want to know what's going on. I recommend reading the manga because it doesn't. A lot of people say, "Oh, that'll spoil the anime." No, it will not
spoil it
because you'll at least know what's gonna happen, and you get to you get caught up, and you're excited, you're hype. I'm hype.
Yeah, it's like a different experience.
To come. Yeah. So when we're watching the stuff right now, currently in My Hero Academia, like when Deku, Bakugo, and
Todoroki
was like helping Endeavor like the dad because the brother got kidnapped, right?
Yeah.
In one of the recent episodes. I was so excited to see it because you get to see like their level of like how good they are.
Yeah,
like,
and it's different seeing
already.
It in color.
Yeah, and then you get seeing it in action and all the actual full animation, animated sequences of like the action. It's so cool because it's so funny though with the voices that now that you mentioned
with Bakugo?
Whenever Todoroki talks, it's just I hear Aaron Yeager, all the time. It's like
but
all
then
I hear.
Bakugo is just like he's
just yelling,
rat,
he's
just
so
yelling all the time.
Just call it,
it's always
but
angry.
So it's really fun and entertaining too. But yeah, because like some parts in the manga right now for My Hero Academia is really good, and there's some crazy like emotional parts too going on. I cannot. You guys need to, if you don't read it and you're really itching to it, let me help scratch that itch. Do it.
I know. He
find
was the reading
free,
the manga.
You can find the manga online to read for free. Oh my gosh.
I was going to say, and then he turned to me. He's like, I think I'm going
to
cry.
I was like,
what?
I was about to shed some man tears.
I was like,
tears.
Are you okay?
Some manly, manly
cries.
Tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's some crazy parts in My Hero Academia that was going on in the current chapters. But yeah, so that's what I just wanted to say. Like, if you're on the ongoing anime right now, and because it'll end up stopping again. You know, we're going to hit that point where we're after this season.
Yeah.
We're going to have to wait another season or two for, like, if it's not ongoing for, like, Tokyo Revengers or My Hero Academia.
Isn't there a movie for from My Hero?
Yeah, it's I don't. It's not canon, but like,
oh, it's not canon.
It's not like part of the thing, but it's. I heard it's done really well too. It's not released yet here in America. It was only just recently released in Japan. Blue box office records again.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, and it apparently it's really good too. So hopefully when they release it in America or globally, sometime
probably
soon,
be like
so we can 6 months
from now.
Yeah, exactly. But so back like just watch the series. And when you're like caught up and it's like, oh, we're taking a break because it's another, you know, season where it's like a break just to catch up to the manga. I really recommend it because it's fun to watch everything that you've read, like to live it again, but animated. It's so cool. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't milk it anymore. Plus, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So, like I said, catch some V-Lives by downloading the app, right?
Yeah.
Read some manga. I highly recommend Tokyo Revengers and My Hero Academia. Mm-hmm. It's so good right now. Still ongoing, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you could eat some Galbijin, right?
Yes.
And that's at
Sanongdan.
There you go. And anything else? Any parting words, Haley?
Nope.
Nope, just some wiggling.
Love you, Jimmy.
Course. Love you, Jin. Love you, Galbi Jim.
Galbi Jin. He probably eats that.
Jenny. That's for you. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thanks for joining, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode will, of course, be our regular, just a normal podcast and no video with that. More casual, as usual, for the Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Anchor, regular podcast episode. That's next week. Tune in for next week for another video episode, because that's how it is. We kind of rotate, intertwine.
Weeks.
So it's more like set structure. It's more structured like this when you have the video ones, then more casual for the next one. So thank you for joining us, as always, wherever you are in the globe. Stay safe, take care, and as always,
peace. Are you doing a gin?
Yes. Well, I had some peace. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.